The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now, for everyone spending the school holidays here in Perth, the Royal Show is your best bet for keeping the kids amused. And it kicked off on the weekend after COVID cancelled the event last year. And it's fair to say people are pretty excited. Joining me now is the Royal Show's competition and events coordinator, Jack Martin. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
And so how many people did you get through the gates over the weekend?
Well, as a lot of our public would have seen, on Saturday we had a sellout. So 60,000 through the gates on Saturday.
Wow.
And after a little bit of rain yesterday morning, we had a fantastic showing as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if we went close to that yesterday. All round a fantastic opening weekend for the Perth Royal Show.
Incredible. Like, it looks like pretty likely you had more than 100,000 on that opening weekend. And 60,000 on the same day as the AFL Grand Final is pretty spectacular.
We were ecstatic. To be able to announce that it was a sellout for the first day of the Perth Royal Show was something that we could only dream of only 12 months ago.
Yeah, well, let's talk about 12 months ago. The event was cancelled because of COVID. Do you reckon that's just built up a lot of excitement around the show this year?
Absolutely. When we had to cancel due to COVID in 2020, it was a really hard decision for the Royal Agricultural Society. A lot of people were impacted, not only the organisation ourselves being a not-for-profit, but many exhibitors, people who'd been exhibiting for many years were unable to attend, and they, you know, some people had been exhibiting for 40 to 50 years. Our commercial traders, they didn't have that normal revenue that they would generate at that time of year, and especially our sideshow with a lot of different shows having to cancel due to COVID, they lost that opportunity. So to be able to put something on this year and have such fantastic support over this first weekend, we couldn't be happier.
And what do you think it means for some of those commercial operators who would have taken a massive financial hit last year to see a sellout, all those punters flowing through the gates and spending their money?
Absolutely. From the feedback we received from this weekend so far, it's been fantastic. They're really excited just to be able to be doing something. A lot of these people haven't had the opportunity. A lot of different things have happened over the last 12 months that have meant they couldn't get those normal, regular, front-facing opportunities to sell and connect with the community. But, it's been a fantastic weekend for them. We've received nothing but positive feedback.
And be honest, Jack, last week when the health minister fronted the media and revealed that there'd been a COVID-positive truckie in WA, I reckon there might have been a few nerves tingling there at the Royal Show.
Look, we've learnt the environment that we're in. It's nothing new to us. We've been at the other end of the situation last year with having to cancel due to COVID. So all we could do is best prepare ourselves as an organisation, keep everyone across what we're doing, and in the end of the day, keeping our fingers crossed that WA stays safe.
Yeah, well, we're lucky again, dodged a bullet. And so, what are the highlights for this year's show?
Well, where do I begin? This morning I'm sitting here over the wood chopping arena, one that's always a staple of everyone's day, I feel. So wood chopping again this year, kicking off every morning. We do have a new animal nursery. So our animal nursery is the biggest animal nursery we've ever put together. That was a little bit thanks to COVID, but it's also one of our most popular attractions. So we really bolstered that up this year. We've moved it into a much larger pavilion. We do have our Taste WA pavilion. So Taste WA, showcasing the best of WA produce. You can head on in there, grab yourself a couple of WA craft beers, try some WA-based food. There's plenty on offer, we're really excited just to be open.
Yeah, fantastic. The Taste WA one is the one that I'm particularly excited about, as well as the hot cinnamon donuts, which I'm not sure are WA-specific, but they're still amazing. And what can we expect in terms of show bags? Do you have any ideas which ones you think will be the biggest sellers?
Look, I think your chocolate ones are always popular, your Cadbury's. There's a few different ones this year. The Fast and the Furious is a new one we've seen this year. But look, I love seeing all the prams and the trolleys loaded up with as many show bags they can fit in there, and the kids, you know, all the way up one arm and all the way up the other arm. So it's just great to see.
It is. And you've had the vaccination clinic there at the showgrounds for the past few months, and now people can walk in and get the jab. What are you hearing? Are people taking up that option?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that we were more than happy to embrace. We've got shuttle buses running to and from the ground. So people who do come to the show, you can pop off, grab yourself a vaccination and head back into the show. That's no worries at all. We've seen some good numbers flow up there. The shuttle buses running back and forward all day. So we just hope that, you know, the WA public take up the opportunity to roll up for WA and get their vaccination during the Perth Walk show.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? And now the weather is not ideal this week. What normally happens when the forecast is a little bit gloomy? Do people still brave the weather and get out there?
Look, it all depends. I think because we've had nothing for so long and this is such a large community event and a staple part of the calendar year here in WA, I think WA just wants to get out, get involved and do something. All tickets this year must be pre-purchased online so you can select the day that you'll be coming to the show. But if you don't think the weather suits you for that day, you're more than welcome to jump back online and change that ticket to a later day in the week as long as there is availability. So there's a bit of flexibility in that. But a lot of these showers, they are passing. As I sit here, I look over and there's a nice big blue patch coming towards us. So, look, grab yourself a raincoat, grab yourself an umbrella. If it does rain, find yourself a spot in the pavilion or under a shelter while it passes.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it seems to be going. I think just a little bit of a rainy squall and then it's gone and then sunshine again. And now there's a story in the paper today about Adventure World and a family who were asked to, you know, hop on a scale to, I guess, measure their weight to make sure they met certain safety limits. I'm just curious, in the Sideshow Alley in the Royal Show, is there anything like that? How do the people who operate those rides, I guess, ensure that everybody meets the safety requirements?
Yeah, look, they've got a very rigorous safety plan in place, as well as working very closely with WorkSafe, and all rides must be signed off before operation at the Perth Royal Show. They've obviously got all their restrictions, their height limits, etc. So, look, we're very confident with the people we have in Sideshow for 2021. They've all met the requirements, and they're all ready to go for this year.
And what do you think the most popular ride's going to be?
Oh, there is a new ride this year. It is the Wipeout. It's come from the East Coast for the very first time. It's pretty specky. It's surf themed, whole sort of tidal wave vibes as well. We do have a 3-story enchanted circus, so that's come to us for the very first time. And as you make your way into Sideshow, you honestly cannot miss it. It towers over everything else. So for the little ones, it would be the enchanted circus, and for the thrill seekers, it would be the Wipeout.
Mate, I don't know how you work there and not just get as big as a house from all of the food you can eat while the show is on. Do you have a particular favourite? Is it the barbecued turkey legs? Is it the Pluto pups?
Look, it's plenty of walking. that burns it off during the week. But look, one of my favourites would definitely be the pork knuckles just up near the horses area there. It's always a favourite. It's good to see them cooking them up right in front of you. But yeah, that would definitely be my highlight.
Oh yeah, the smell of those as you walk past is just insane. That's a very good tip. Well, Royal Show's Competition and Events Coordinator, Jack Martin, it's going to be a massive week for you and everybody there at the Royal Show. We encourage everybody to get down there, support our local agricultural industry and businesses. Good luck for the rest of the week. We'll let you get back to it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity.